Fish kills have been reported along Collier County beaches on Marco Island, and respiratory irritation is possible for beachgoers from Bonita Beach to Cape Romano, more than 30 miles of shoreline. FGCU professor and director of the Coastal Watershed Institute, Dr. Mike Parsons, says he and other organizations have been out sampling the water to try and track where it's originating and what's feeding it.
This is kind of an interesting time to really look at, are people having an influence on red tide? Is this just so far a natural red tide, and will we be influencing it this year?
According to the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission, Karenia brevis, the organism responsible for red tide, is showing up in medium to high numbers in Collier County and low to very low in southern Lee County. Charlotte, Sarasota, and Manatee counties are reporting only background levels of red tide, which means no effects are anticipated at this time. Julie Glenn, WGCU News.